This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Both sides in the battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut report heavy fighting Monday as the months-long struggle for control of the area raged on. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more on the fighting.
The Russian attacks have taken a heavy toll on civilians, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he addressed his nation.
Missiles and artillery, drones and mortars. The evil state uses different weapons, but with one goal in mind, to destroy life and leave nothing human.
Civilian injuries and the destruction of homes with missiles and cluster munitions were also reported by the Ukrainian police in the city of Kostyantynivka, west of Bakhmut. In the southern province of Kherson, three people were killed in the shelling. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
China's President Xi Jinping called for that nation to play a bigger role in managing global affairs after Beijing scored a diplomatic coup by hosting talks that produced an agreement by Saudi Arabia and Iran to reopen diplomatic relations. Xi spoke Monday following a legislative session that installed a government of loyalists to tighten its control over the economy and society. In a speech at the end of the annual meeting of China's ceremonial legislature, Xi said China should actively participate in the reform and construction of the global governance system and promote global security initiatives. Meanwhile, the Reuters news agency, citing people close to the situation, reports Xi could visit Russia as early as next week, which would be sooner than previously reported. Plans for a visit come as China had been offering to broker peace in Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver remarks in the coming hours as concerns about bank failures overshadow his trip to the western U.S. to meet with foreign leaders. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The president is headed to San Diego today to meet with the prime ministers of Australia and the UK and discuss the three allies' nuclear defense partnership. Biden will announce that Australia will purchase up to five U.S.-made nuclear submarines to modernize its fleet. But before he leaves, Biden set to deliver remarks on, quote, maintaining a resilient banking system, a reference to Friday's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Sunday's failure of Signature Bank, the second and third largest bank failures in the nation's history. He's expected to talk about moves the government is making to calm depositors' concerns and larger worries about a potential wave of bank runs that are making the stock market jittery and could endanger the wider economy. In a statement issued Sunday night, Biden said the American people and American businesses can have confidence that their bank deposits will be there when they need them. On the rest of his three-day trip to California and Nevada, Biden will attend fundraisers, visit Monterey Park to discuss gun violence prevention, and talk about plans to lower prescription drug costs during a stop in Las Vegas. Jennifer King, Washington.
A year of Western sanctions on Russia have made little apparent difference to ordinary Russian life, but growing economic challenges may test the country in the near future. The VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
There's no mass unemployment, shuttered banks, or other signs of crisis, but President Vladimir Putin's fortress economy faces an even tougher test in the months ahead. New sanctions are finally targeting the full scale of the Kremlin's biggest moneymaker, oil exports. Some economists think that could mean a breaking point for government finances this year, and while the Kremlin may not run out of cash, it faces long-term stagnation without outside investment or Western technology. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won seven Academy Awards late Sunday, including Best Picture. Associated Press Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarrilletta reports.
Daniel Kwan of the directing team The Daniels says Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is what the world needs at this moment.
It's a shotgun blast of joy and absurdity and creativity.
Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Ke-Huy Quan won acting awards for their roles in that film. Kwan says he went for years with his agent telling him there was no work for him.
Hopefully when I call my agent tomorrow, he will give me a different answer.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Actor award for his role in The Whale. I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
The head of Iran's judiciary says 22,000 people arrested in the recent protests that swept the Islamic Republic have been pardoned. Iranian state media had previously suggested Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei could issue the pardons to arrested protesters ahead of Ramadan. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer.